The Cowboys lose to the Texans last night, 34-10, to drop to 3-7. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
How do you like me now, huh?
Well, I don't know if anything changed overnight.
I got a message for the fans, for the Cowboy fans.
Okay.
You Cowboy sheeple can complain all you want about me and my band of Jed Clampett Arkansas hillbillies that have destroyed America's team. But let me let you know that my plan is going exactly as I planned. You can't accidentally lose, what was it, 5 in a row now at home?
Yeah.
You can't accidentally lose 5 in a row at home. It takes careful planning to do it. It takes a lot of intentional GMing to suck this bad. And my 4-point plan is threefold.
Okay.
Number A, this is what I intended now. Number A, build a stadium with enough sizzle and flash to make people happy for a moment so they ignore that it's a gilded turd on a heap of dung buried in a mound of trash. And I know one of you knuckleheads on that show there thinks that we accidentally orientationing that stadium east-west.
Yes, I do.
But it actually was a bit of brilliant, built-in obsolescencing thing that I ordered that architect to do at gunpoint. Because I knew that if I could eventually get enough people complaining about the sun, oh, the sun, oh, it's blinding players' eyes, oh, we don't know more than a year in advance where the sun's going to be. I knew that I could then force the false choice of either living with blinding sun or just tearing the stadium down. And now people want me to just burn the whole thing to the ground. So, which is perfect for me, because now I'm going to be able to convince these Arlington residents to co-build a new stadium for me. I'm going to make another $10 billion.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think so.
All part of my plan. Hell, my stadium's already self-destructing as we speak.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Did you see that piece of football spacecraft that fell off before the game?
Yes. Yeah.
Intentional.
Intentional?
Intentional, yes. But I will say that its guidance system failed. It was supposed to hit Mike McCarthy and render him ineligible to finish his contract, so I wouldn't have to pay him the rest of the year. But instead, it almost hit that innocent bystander. So
standard.
It's happening now. Number two in my 4-point, threefold plan, lose a bunch of games and get the fans hopping mad. So we've done that.
Okay, you're doing that.
Because when people are mad, they will won't change for the sake of change, and that's when I'm going to name Steven the new GM.
Which, wow.
Which everybody's going to be really shocked by this week when I do it.
Okay.
But what you don't know, and I'm telling you candidly and positively, that there has been a certain Swedish special effects artist that has spent the last 28 months building the most convincing, photorealistic, latex Steven Jones full-body skin suit that fits one 80-some-odd billionaire perfectly.
Oh,
perfectly.
Well, you know, I think people want you to step down as GM. I don't know that they want Steven, so I don't think that's going to make a lot of people happy.
I've already paid for the suit, so that's the way it's got to happen.
Okay.
And number C plan was brilliant. I'm playing 4D chess here. Number C was precede a local gate agent with a press-distracting fun baby 27 years in advance in order to take attention away from iffy football contracts.
Boy, yeah, you are playing the long game.
Something.
I knew while people were debating whether or not Darth Vader is her real father that I could use that time to not sign players. And it worked out perfectly this offseason.
Jerry, what about winning? That's what people want to do around
here.
What
is that? What is that?
Well, I mean, you guys have kind of done that. You had three straight 12-win seasons.
Hey, you shut up. You ask me questions, I answer questions.
Right,
y'all don't like it, I'll get somebody else in there to do this radio show. I don't have to take criticism from people that I pay.
Okay.
You can't do that with this station.
This is what my definition of winning is. That is diversifying your sports holdings. And that's what I did. If you remember, this past week, I got into the business of streaming boxing matches, between lisping senior citizens with criminal histories and roided up YouTubers who look like Eastern European pimps. This is a whole new line of business for me. We're going to have lots of these.
You better work on that streaming platform.
I tell you, yeah, that was a problem. I should have upgraded and bought a little bit more bandwidth. But let me just say that this, you can look forward to this on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I know watching our offense is about as fun as anal bleaching, but I want everybody to look forward to the various things that I have planned to come down from the stadium ceiling during the game. So we're going to have all sorts of fun. Solar panels, old terracotta roofing tiles.
Oh, boy.
Quarter panels from 69 Chevelles. I mean, we got lots of stuff up there.
That's
that
dangerous.
We're going to be releasing throughout the game. And it's free. You pick it up, you get to keep it. Fans are going to love it.
Okay. Well, what if it impales somebody or something?
Well, they need to read the back of their tickets.
That's on there?
I'm totally absolved from it. Totally absolved. And now I will say we are lucky that none of that TV production crew down there was injured when it happened.
Yes.
Because otherwise I'd be back in a courtroom again writing checks and leaving my DNA in Dixie cups again for the judge.
I don't think you'd have to do that.
Oh, I thought that was part of every courtroom.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. But, hey, at least I got a built-in excuse for not opening the curtains. I opened the roof. You saw what happened. If I open the curtains, I'm afraid that some sconce is going to fire across the field and sail through someone's chest.
It's probably not going to happen, but yes, you do have another excuse.
Who knows? Hey, let's get a good loss on Thanksgiving.
Okay, let's go. All right, we'll see you, Jared. There goes Jared.